Nick, guess what?
It's draft day.
It's draft day, and welcome into the Take the Shot pod. I'm Alec.
And I'm Nick.
And we're here to talk to you about the NFL draft. Nick, you told me you want to roast some of my takes already, so go ahead, fire away.
All right, first thing is Alec saw Jalen Rose jacket, and he thought that meant he was going to the
Saints.
Did
you say Jalen Hurts?
Or Jalen Melrose, whatever.
They don't all look alike, Nick.
Well, they're basically like the same person coming out of college.
Jalen Hurts just won a Super Bowl and has won two Super Bowls, okay? He's not the same as Jalen Milroe.
Nah, that's fine. They both can throw coming out of college. That was my point.
Wait, has Jalen Hurts won two or just one?
Just one.
Okay.
He's made it to two. He saw Jalen Milroe's jacket, thought he was getting on the Saints. I was like, that's literally just Graham Hart's. But Alec's becoming an old white man, so.
You know what, Nick? Shut up. I'm younger than you. But you're still more washed. That's not true. That is not true. What is the other take you want to?
All right. We're starting like a little bit in the middle of the draft right now. The Dolphins just selected defensive tackle Kenneth Grant.
What the fuck? That's a reach, but okay. Do what you will. Dolphins make some weird picks, man.
They do. I kind of want them to draft Shadur because you know Tua's not playing all 17 games anyway.
Yeah, you might as well.
Anyway, let's start off with your dumbass Travis Hunter take. Everyone just doesn't realize how much of a hater Alec is yet, but I feel like this will give us a good, what's the word I'm looking for? Insight into Alec's haters' takes. Are you going to tell us what you told me about Travis Hunter? Or why are you being so silent right now?
I was distracted. The draft is distracting. This is going to be a hard podcast, guys. If I like go and space out, it's because I'm watching the draft and I'm not paying attention to whatever Nick is saying because I know it's blasphemy. But he's trying to say I'm wrong about Travis Hunter. Guys, I'm not fucking wrong about Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter.
To tell him your take.
My take is that Travis Hunter's a gimmick who's boosted by a gimmick. He's not as special as people put him out to be. Okay, he's a decent player. He should have gone top 10. There's no way in hell that the Jaguars should have given him up that much to move only three spots to get him. But he's boosted by the gimmick that he can do two positions. Guess what? He's not going to play two all the time. He shouldn't play wide receiver all the time. He should be a corner. You stick him at corner, and then you bring in a package for Travis Hunter on offense. Cool. That's cool. I saw Travis Hunter get locked down by Tommy Hill, who may not even get drafted because that dude hates football. And he's hurt all the time. But Travis Hunter's not a good receiver. He's a good cornerback. I'll give him that. He probably is a top 10 to 15 pick, but he's boosted by a weak draft and this PR machine that is Deion Sanders. That's all he is. Not a good player. Well, he can be a good player. He's not a great player.
All right. I'm going to fill in some context for the fans that are listening.
You're just going to say I'm a Nebraska fan. Yes, I am a Nebraska fan. I don't like Colorado football, but I would say this if he was still at Jackson State.
I doubt that.
Yes, I would. He's just not. He's not that good, and I have an omission.
If you play for Nebraska, you'd be hyping the fuck out of him.
Not true. The Bears just drafted a tight end. The other Alec dropped a text in there that said we didn't take the best tight end in the draft, and then he said something about the used tight end being the best player in the draft, and I shit on Thomas Fedoni, a Nebraska tight end.
Yeah, because he's actually ass, bro.
He's not ass. He had two terrible knee injuries. He's fine.
Okay, so he might be ass now. That's fine. Sorry, your knees fucked you. But, all right, well, the Colts pick is coming in. Raj is
it's Tyler Warren, I'm telling you that right now. Yep,
Tyler Warren, yeah. I figured we all knew Colts were pretty much going tight end, and I guess it was kind of a surprise to see Tyler Warren drop. I suppose while we're here, I guess, what do you think about him dropping?
Well,
his family's very white and old.
Well, what did you expect about Tyler Warren? I think it's kind of okay. You have to. I don't want to bring everything back to the Bears because everybody always knows I bring everything back to my teams, and we already kind of did that with Travis Hunter in Nebraska. But I didn't do that. You did that shit. But
because your take is basically based off the Nebraska game.
No, it's not. You know. Okay, here's my admission. We're gonna get into Colston Loveland a little later. I'm gonna tell you this right now. I have not watched a single damn piece of tape on Coastal Loveland at all. So anything yeah, I'm saying sure. is a bunch
was
of lies.
He was also injured for like part of the year too this year.
Yeah, he had an AC. He had a shoulder that was hurt for a little bit.
Oh, AC joint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which maybe I have that. I don't know. I have something going on up there. But that could just be me being washed. But here's the thing about the draft. Once you get in the draft where everybody thinks there's like six blue chip players and then 10, 7 to 30 is the same, everybody's going to be picking and choosing.
But the thing is, like,
about them.
People think there's, like, two blue-chip players in this draft.
Especially...
Which Travis Hunter is
Travis
one.
Travis Hunter's not one of them.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, that's what people
and
are saying.
And Cam Ward's not one of them either. It's Abdul Carter and Ashton Jeanty. And Ashton Jeanty's
well, people are saying the blue... Well, I guess people are saying there's two to three blue-chippers. I guess the non-running back haters will put Jeanty in there. If you hate running backs, you'll take Jeanty out. And then, yeah, the other two blue-chippers are Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter.
But... Okay, the point I'm trying to make, Nick, is that when you get two people that are kind of 1A, 1B in that situation with the same position, you're going to probably go with, hey, scheme fit, maybe he was a little bit better at interviews, maybe he's a little bit more upside, maybe he has less upside, maybe he's safer. If you can make an argument for Chicago picking Tyler Warren, you can make an argument that Colson Loveland's the best fit. It's kind of 1A, 1B. It's not like it's not like they drafted Thomas Fedoni over Colson Loveland and he was on the board and everybody's like, what the fuck are you
doing?
They're
different flavors, different flavors.
Different flavors. But I think the Colts, they did a good pick. I think Tyler Warren benefited from some hype because he's an offensive player. And the draft, you need playmakers in the draft to sell the draft. If the draft was all O-linemen all the time and D-linemen, no one would give a fuck. They don't know. But we see Tyler Warren make plays. He basically was the offense for Penn State. But here's the thing. He's not going to be the offense for the Colts. They can use him in different ways, but you put him against Nebraska versus the Jaguars. The Jaguars are going to shut him down. There's faster players on the defense. There's stronger players on the defense, and they're going to adjust. He's a tight end.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess it's just harder to build your offense around a tight end in the NFL unless you're Travis Kelce, but. Even the Chiefs can't build it around him anymore.
I guess
Patriots build it around Gronk.
I think that's why the Bears... I don't want to talk about the Bears all night, unless they trade back up. But I think that's why the Bears picked Colson Loveland over Tyler Warren, because you kind of have to build your offense around Tyler Warren to make him successful. Colson, you can put him at the tight end two spot and have him block, or he can run routes, or you can play both Cole Kmet and Colson Loveland at the same time, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of blends in a little bit better. He's a better blocker right now. He's going to be a better blocker in the future. So I can see why they did that.
And to be fair, the Colts don't really have anything that impressive to really stop Tyler Warren from shining.
I mean...
Well, the best they got is like Pittman?
No, I'm just saying, can Anthony Richardson complete the pass to him, or is he just going to overthrow him by 50 yards?
Fuck, well, Warren did play some snaps at QB, so...
You know what? You know what? Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe Tyler Warren is the Travis Hunter of this draft, except he plays two positions on the same side of the ball instead of two positions on the
opposite
side.
He doesn't really play QB, but he'll take
obviously,
a couple...
Obviously, I'm joking.
He'll take a couple snaps at QB.
But before we dive a little deeper on Colson Loveland, let's go back to the top of the draft. We talked about the quarterbacks in our previous draft pod, but I guess Cam Ward did get drafted number one. So what was your take about that?
Well, okay, before we get to Cam Ward, I just want to bring it back to the Bears one more time.
We can get to them.
I want to bring this up because it's important.
Let's go back.
You
to
were telling
one.
Me how
that can be included in the 10. Let's go back to number one and let's work our way up. We have a bunch of time until the Atlanta Falcons pick 15.
Oh, God. Oh, no one even cares about their pick. They might pick Shadur.
I think they have enough QBs on the roster. I don't think they're going that dumb this year.
Hey, it's the Atlanta Falcons. You never know.
What if they pick... it's going to be 5 minutes before they announce their pick, but what if they pick Amarian Hampton even though they have Bijan Robinson? Just like last year when they signed Kirk and then...
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, so go back to one.
All right, fine.
I'll tell you my take on Cam Ward.
Everyone already knew Cam Ward was already going there.
It was fine. Let's move on to two. We kind of already did two on my
side. Oh, yeah. I guess, well, probably the more interesting discussion is who gets claimed to that number one overall pick? Is it Miami, Washington State, or Incarnate Ward?
Incarnate Ward. That's all they have, man. Miami can get by on the 1990s.
To be fair, no one's ever heard of Incarnate Ward except for us just knowing that.
That's what I'm saying. Give them the credit, okay? In Eastern Washington, you said?
Washington State.
Oh, Washington State. Yeah, rest in peace, Mike Leach. He used to coach there. He didn't coach Cam.
Wait, was it Washington State where you went?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He threw me off. He was like, wait, did he?
No, because I always get him confused with Dedrick King for some reason because they both played at Miami. He was Miami's grad transfer like 3 years ago. He played at Houston before. And I always get him confused.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah, but I always get him confused because Washington State's also red and Houston was red. And then they went to Miami. And, you know.
I guess my only perspective of him was him just playing a couple games against North Carolina and he sucked. But, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a. I understand why they picked him number one overall. He didn't deserve to go number one overall based on talent, but you got to pick a quarterback if you're the Titans. You're never going to get in the spot again. They're the Titans. They may be in the number one spot again pretty soon. But I think Spencer Hall, my guy, had one of the best takes. He said, Cam Ward will be really good once the Titans trade him to a real franchise. And that's kind of my take on that.
Well, Tyler Lockett also just got the seal of death signing with the Titans.
I did have that take earlier too. I said that in my mind. But yes, that's the place you go to retire.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing how many like star wide receivers they've had where their careers are just pretty much done.
But it's also amazing that Tyler Lockett he seems like he's been in the league. I kind of get him and Doug Baldwin people.
Yeah, they kind of feel like the same player, except Tyler Lockett's better.
Shout out Doug Baldwin, by the way. He was always like the wide receiver four that you could always put in my fantasy lineup and still get like 11 points when someone you did on a bye week or something.
Yeah. Notable quarterback slides. Geno Smith.
We're already talking slides at 15, guys. And there's no one who wants a quarterback until the Steelers at 20. So
21.
21, whatever. Who cares? Drake would say the same thing.
I don't know what you're trying to
say. It was a joke about him liking minors. It was more like 17, 18 type of joke, you know, 17. She's 17, still fine. No, it's not, Drake, you fucking creep. But let's move on to number 2.
Again, this is an OVO pod, Over Your Die. Fuck Kendrick, he sold out, said he'd never wore Chanel. Now he's got some Chanel brand deal, he's selling out. Bitch.
You know what? Get your money, man. Get your money. You would sell out too for that money. You know you would.
Hey, I thought he didn't want to sell out for the money. I thought it was all about the art, the music. He didn't care about all the other stuff. Bullshit. Fuck you, Kendrick. Drink or die. I guess now that we brought up Drake, do we want to talk about how Dylan Brooks is going?
It's the draft. It is the draft. Yeah. Okay, get to number two. You already heard my take about Travis Hunter. By the way, I will say the Jags overpaid, and I think you would agree with that on theory, too.
Because the NFL basically treats trading for picks like a fucking math equation, and I don't really feel like figuring that out.
The math equation was fucked to the Jags side. The Browns are smart, but go with your pick with Travis Hunter.
Okay, so I guess with the Browns, I feel like they're probably play him mostly at corner because they just need someone who can actually guard someone.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick.
Yeah, the Falcons just took Jalen Walker.
And he's staying in Georgia. Georgia. So, who's the Falcons coach? Raheem Morris?
Yes.
Get that guy a driver. That's all I'm going to say.
I guess Athens is, what, like an hour away from Atlanta?
That's an hour-long drive that's dangerous. Okay.
All right.
Now, back to your take
on Travis. My take on Travis. I feel like the Jags will mostly play him at corner because they just need someone who can actually guard someone since they had, like, the worst pass defense last year. They could do what you're saying, just put him in packages on offense. They already got their number one wide receiver in Brian Thomas Jr., so they don't really need him to play wide receiver where, I guess, Cleveland or the Giants, if they got him. Actually, the Giants wouldn't need him at wide receiver. They would need him more at corner. But, yeah, I guess the Browns probably would need him more at receiver than they would have needed him at corner. So, I guess this takes him to, I guess, what people would say is his more natural position. Some people do still think he actually is a better wide receiver than he is a tight end. I guess we'll see. I'm sure he'll play both sides and They'll figure that out. Granted, it's also the Jags, so not as much confidence that they'll figure that out. But, yeah, that's my Travis take.
I'm not going to bore you by saying he's a gimmick again. I'm just going to say he's a gimmick again. We can move on to number three. I'll keep this one short
and quick. I guess time will tell.
I'll keep this one short and quick. Abdul Carter should have been the number one overall pick based on talent alone. The Giants shockingly did a smart thing. I really wish they would have picked Jackson Dart for the memes. But they will still suck because they have no quarterback. And, yeah, I'm going to move on to the next.
I guess there's still time if they want to trade back up for one of them.
Who's their... Oh, Russell Wilson is a quarterback. Oh, Jameis Winston's their quarterback. Oh, fuck the Giants. Who cares? Bye.
They got some okay options at QB.
Okay. Let's go to pick number four. This is the first pick I'm going to give an A. Well, I just gave an A plus, basically, to the Giants, but the Giants, who cares? A+, but... I think this pick is an A plus. I don't give a fuck about his arm size. The Patriots drafted Will Campbell.
It's not just his arm size. It just, I don't know. He just also not, I guess the quality of tackle this year isn't that great. It's not really what a number top five True. Tackle really should be.
True. But if you're the Patriots and your roster is garbage, because it's not like, okay, I'm gonna relate something back to the Bears. Unbiasedly, the Bears have a hole. The one hole they have starting-wise, I don't say all their starters are very good, but they're all like starting-level players in the league. They're not Pro Bowlers, but they're starting-level players where you're okay with starting them. The hole they have is linebacker. There's no linebackers you're going to take top four. If the Bears were at four, I would have picked Will Campbell too, because he's a premium position, and you just got to go with the best lineman available when you have a young quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of a you love Drake May, but you're kind of a Patriots fan too. So who would you have taken at four?
I suppose it wasn't really a great option for them at four, so I'm fine with it. I guess I would have wanted Travis Hunter to make it there
for, what?
For my boy. So we actually still want to throw to, but yeah, Drake May is used to playing behind a terrible line, so he can just fucking boot out and work that short game.
The Browns picked Mason Graham fifth after that big trade back. I would call this a win. I think, like I said on the last podcast, Mason Graham's going to play for 7 years. He's going to be a starter for 7 years. He may not put up the biggest numbers, but he's going to be decent and be a quality starter. Maybe that's not something you want as a top five pick, but the Browns have made a living on fucking up drafts in my lifetime, so more power to them. I think it's a good pick. And guess what? Fun fact. Unlike a lot of other players who've played at Michigan, Mason Graham has never lost to a school in Ohio because Ohio State can't beat Michigan. So he's going to a place where he knows how to win. So good for the Browns.
All right.
That was my dig at Ohio State, because fuck Ohio State. I'm LOLing at the fact they can't beat Michigan.
Care. But, yeah, that's fine. Mason Graham. So, going back to my Bears take. Well,
I guess number six.
But what Alec was trying to, what I was trying to bring up earlier, and what Alec was telling me, he was saying he really wanted the Bears to draft either Jansen or Hampton. And guess what?
I didn't want Hampton at 10.
In love with running backs.
I didn't want Hampton at 10. I'll be clear.
Hampton's worth it at 10.
If they would trade back to like this range, like the 16, 17, 18 range, I'm fine with Hampton. I did not want Hampton at 10. Genty at 10, he makes me excited. I like to see runners break tackles and score touchdowns. That's what I'm saying about like...
Hampton can do the same.
I know, but he's not like... Genty's a step above Hampton, wouldn't you say? I know you love Hampton, but
I said they're pretty equal.
Who's number one on the board?
Number one on my board is definitely Hampton.
Who, if your job was on the line, motherfucker, and you were picking at six,
Hampton, let's go.
That's why you're not a GM.
Hey, he carried a dog shit ass team. That North Carolina team was dog shit.
You could argue that Genty did the same and brought him to the playoffs. So I don't know. I feel like
Boise State at least knew who their quarterback was, and their quarterback definitely had more talent than any of UNC's QBs.
Yeah, so I think I've said on this podcast too, I said this since the Bears basically started the draft prep after free agency. Trenches, 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 trenches. And I told Nick when he got here, I know I told you, like, D-line, O-line, or I'm pissed off. But when I saw the Raiders pick Jenty, I kind of got a little sad. And you know when this happened? A couple years ago, the Bears, I think it was the Leonard Floyd draft. Maybe it was Roquan. Depending, I think it was Leonard Floyd because Ezekiel Elliott's kind of old. So it's probably Leonard Floyd. There was rumors that the Bears, they were in no position to draft Ezekiel Elliott. And he was never going to fall past the Cowboys. But there was rumors that the Bears wanted to move up and get him. And I hate Ohio State. But I was like, and I knew, I'm like, I was an anti-running back person, but I was like, I kind of want Ezekiel Elliott.
That's Zeke's a dog. That's what I'm saying.
But, so it's kind of like that. Once you get to the draft, I feel like everything you say, I feel like that's why I could, that's what, maybe why I would be a bad football GM, because if, even if I need some linemen on both sides, I'd be like, ooh, give me that skill guy.
You know what? Score touchdown. I'm going to shout out another pod right now. I'm going to shout out our boy, Bomani Jones, because he was saying basically what I was telling you about running backs. All the people who are anti-running backs, they tend to have never played football in their life. And
hey, I played more football than you.
Oh, I already knew. I already knew I didn't want to play football.
But also, but I'm not anti-running back. I'm anti-running back top five.
Okay. I was just getting to my point. But he was saying the people that are who tend to be anti-running back, who don't see the value in running backs, they just don't value someone who can run through a motherfucker's face over and over and over. And you know the point, but...
Yeah, well, yeah. I think Pete Carroll's so, yeah, on that vibe.
Basically, my point is the nerds hate running backs.
Well,
and...
but the other side, you're on the opposite spectrum when you have Pete Carroll as coach, because that guy will not taking running backs.
No, Pete Carroll is not a nerd.
Well, yes, but he won't stop taking running backs. Look at it. Look at his time in Seattle. He had a...
He just always drafts running backs who get hurt.
He drafted Rashad Penny way, way too high. He was like a projected third rounder.
When he actually played pretty well, though, when he wasn't injured.
And then who was the other one? He went to Notre Dame, I think. CJ something?
I don't fucking know. I just remember, I guess, Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, he drafted... Yeah. But I kind of like that pick. I don't know why they don't use him the way they should, but that's neither here nor there. But I guess, is that all you want to say about Jenty? We can get to pick 7, even though no one cares about this.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should say, yeah, Jenty's dog, great pick. Probably should have been top 5, because we're bringing back the running back this year. Fuck the nerds. Yeah.
I find it very interesting. You're fuck the nerds on football, but basketball, you're like totally with the nerds. But we'll get into
What do you mean I'm with the
nerds? We'll get into it on Sunday.
No, I'm fuck the nerds on basketball, too.
We'll get into it on Sunday. This is a football podcast.
But yes, fuck the nerds in basketball, too.
Number 7, I don't know how to say his first name. I apologize. He's a Jet, so it won't matter.
Armon Membu.
There you go. They drafted him. I'm all right. I don't think he is that good of a tackle. I think he's overdrafted because teams need offensive tackles and they're going to overdraft just like quarterbacks.
I heard that that's the one spot they need on their line, and he's a right tackle, and I guess a right tackle.
True, but Justin Fields.
Take what the pros have to say on that.
Justin Fields is going to hold on the ball way too long regardless, and it's not going to matter. I love Justin, but I know what Justin's going to do.
Justin had potential, but I feel like the Bears are going to do him.
It's a two-way street, man. I'm with you. They didn't put him in positions to win, especially when Ryan Poles got here and did not upgrade the roster at all his first year.
The Bears, they've kind of broken like almost every quarterback they've had. So,
at a certain point...
You've never had a 4,000-yard passer.
At a certain point, man, you just got to fucking do it. Pull yourself up. Look at the Bengals. Garbage organization. Joe Burrow went there and he pulled that shit out of the gutter. Okay? If you're good, you're gonna get good. Yeah. Baker Mayfield.
But no one was expecting Fields to be Burrow.
Okay, but still, I mean, Caleb is expected to be Burrow, right? And like in 3 years, if he's not, is it Caleb's fault? Is it the Bears' fault? Is it both?
That one, I don't know.
I mean, if that one doesn't work, they fired. They got.
They actually got an offensive coach, so I guess Caleb won't have any excuses anymore.
Oh, he had a lot of excuses that are valid last year.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, because they should have fired their coach, but they didn't because the defense turned around.
We'll just go back to Membu. Good pick. They needed a line. It's not going to matter. The fun stat I saw is that the Pope lived like 88 years, and every single organization has made the championship game, I think, except the Jets in his life.
Oh.
But I don't think that's true because I think Joe. Yeah, I definitely don't feel like that's true. I don't know. Give me start talking and I'll find it and we can go.
Yeah, that definitely does not sound like it's true. Shout out. Don't shout the Pope. Fuck the Pope. Fuck the Catholics. Also, I guess since we didn't really record on Easter, I will just say Easter is an overrated holiday. We don't really get any days off for it, so fuck Easter. And he is risen. Oh, wait, actually, all the wee jokes on Easter, that was pretty funny.
So I'm back. You don't have to get vamp anymore. The stat is, during the Pope's tenure as Pope, the only NFL, NBA, or MLB team not to make the playoffs was the New York Jets.
Okay.
So that even means, that guys, sounds more accurate. That even means the Washington Wizards and Charlotte Hornets made the playoffs more recently than the New York Jets. That means your franchise should go fuck itself. And that also means we should stop talking about them because they're irrelevant.
All right. The pick is in for Cincinnati. Let's see who they pick.
This is the part where Roger has to sit here and talk for 45 extra seconds than he needs to. Get off the
screen. Yeah, I fucking hate Roger. Shamar Stewart. Oh, they actually drafted defense. Oh.
That actually is surprising because I don't think the Bengals. I don't think it's the. Well, they do need to replace Trey Henderson eventually.
But they're also drafting the dude who's talent over actual production.
Yes, exactly. You'd actually have to
count on the Bengals developing him.
I actually thought Shamar Stewart was going to go to the Seattle Seahawks in the next pick because they have a defensive head coach who can develop. And he's been with Jim Harbaugh. He's been with the Ravens. He's a good defensive coach. I thought he's going to go to the Seahawks, but he goes to the Bengals. We'll get to it. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I don't like it. I'll think about it. Number eight. I have a take on this one.
Oh, Ted McMillan. Yeah.
we kind of already covered this on the last podcast, but guys, if you're a football player in draft prep and you're dumb enough to say that you don't like watching tape and you won't watch tape on an
interview, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray never said that out loud though. That's just a meme. There's a difference. If Kyler Murray said that shit out loud, I would not have taken him number one either. Guy, don't. Why would you say that in the middle of draft prep? That is just mind blowing decision making. You're off my board. And I don't think he's going to be good because I don't think his quarterback's very good. I think they're just grasping at the straws, acting like he's good because he had two good games instead of zero good games he had in his first year.
I feel like you might as well just find out what you have with Bryce Young. Give him all the chances to succeed that he can. If he fails, you're going to have to rebuild anyway. So, fuck it. Doesn't really matter.
I don't like the pick. And the Saints picked Kelvin Banks. The Saints are irrelevant, and they have no future because they're cap hell. They have no quarterback.
So the NFL cap does not exist.
Might as well take a lineman. Who cares?
The Saints have been in cap hell for basically our whole lifetime.
Basically, what the Saints are doing, Nick, is they're going to draft a tackle, give him a year or two to develop, hope that tackle is steady when they bring in a rookie quarterback who's worth a shit. So I get it. I understand the pick. I don't say I like it. I won't say it's bad, but that's all right. Solid decision making.
Number 10 was...
We're going to bring it back to the Bears, I guess.
The Bears. Oh, yeah, Colson Loveland.
Yes. So, guys, I won't sit here and lie to you. The only time I've seen Colson Loveland play is in the playoffs or when they played Nebraska. Colson Loveland did not stick out on the field to me. He did not make me say, wow. Tyler Warren did. I can see their logic behind it. And what I will say right now is that why the Chicago Bears franchise does not deserve the benefit of the doubt, Ben Johnson does, because nothing that dude has done as a coach has been unsuccessful. And
shout out North Carolina.
He gets the benefit of the doubt until he proves otherwise. So he made this pick. This is his first pick. I know Ryan Poles made this pick, but he signed off on it. He's a Sam Laporta clone. He's going to use him like Sam Laporta. He's going to put Cole Kmet on the field, who's better than whoever the hell the Lions' number two tight end was.
Would you have felt better if Colson Loveland went to Iowa?
No, because I don't like Iowa tight ends, even though they're Iowa tight ends, except Noah Fant.
Except Iowa tight ends are actually good. It literally makes zero sense in the world, but Iowa tight ends are always
good. Because they can block. They teach them how to block. That's the main thing.
Yeah, but they're also good. They're also good on offense, too.
The dirty little secret is if you don't block the tight end in the NFL unless you're Gronk, you don't get playing time. You got to be able to block.
Yeah, but Iowa tight ends actually are good at offense, and we definitely know Iowa does not have a QB that can throw them the ball, and they definitely show like
well, that's
no
why,
offensive talent.
That's why they're giving. That's why they're throwing to tight ends 5 yards out, little curl routes. But and tight ends are matchup nightmares, especially in college too, because they're just bigger than everybody else.
Usually. I don't know. I feel like I don't really see like tight ends used in college. Where I guess all the fucking star tight ends go to Iowa and then just get hidden behind that offense. But
I guess. But there was only, like, in people's – I did take a look at draft prep today because I was bored at work and didn't feel like doing anything else. And in, like, the top 100, there's only, like, four tight ends listed. So if you're going to get one, you had to get one quick because they're going to go pretty quick here.
Yeah.
So if the Bears really wanted a tight end, I can see it. I also don't know who else I would have drafted in the spot.
I guess it would have been either Mason Taylor or Elijah Arroyo. And, like, Mason Taylor might go end of the first round, second. Otherwise, you probably have to go like Elijah Roy on the second if that's who you really wanted. But isn't he like also like an older tight end?
I have no idea. I've never heard of that guy until tonight when Alec brought him up. But
I have at least. I guess I'm tapped in more to the ACC.
But I think that I don't, as a Bears fan, I don't know who I would have taken in that spot besides Tyler Warren or Colston Loveland. Maybe Mikal Williams, but I don't even know if he's good.
Colston Loveland. Okay, he was born in 2003. Okay, he's like 22.
Yeah, Colston Loveland's young. He's got.
Oh, no, I was looking at. Oh, yeah. I was just looking at Arroyo. Yeah, he's like 22. It's like he's not super old. Oh, wait, didn't Miami have like a tight end that was like at like ninth year senior?
Yeah, Chance McCormick. He's not getting drafted. He is not getting drafted. Don't know why I even went to the pro day. But to wrap up my Colston Loveland thoughts, it's the rare pick where I don't have an opinion either way. I don't love it. I don't hate it. So, you know what? That's a weird feeling as a Bears fan for the draft. Maybe that one means it's going to work out. You know, Nick, a Bears beat writer that I follow on Blue Sky and Twitter, he posted today leading into the draft, he has been on the Bears beat for 12 years.
Yeah.
So they've made 11 first-round picks because that one year they traded for Khalil Mack and they gave up the first-round pick that year. So 11 first-round picks they have made in 12 years. Only one of them, Kyle Fuller, has signed an extension past his original contract. That is sad as a franchise. That's going to change here pretty soon because even if Caleb blows sucks, he's going to get an extension and so is Rome, I'm assuming. And also,
Rome's good.
There's somebody else. Who was the one they drafted before, the year before? Oh, Darnell Wright's getting an extension too. So that's going to change pretty soon. But still, 11 years and there's only been one draft person in the first round to sign an extension with the team. That's crazy. We can stop my rambling about the Bears now. Let's go to pick 11.
Yeah, I'll just say one thing I feel like I've kind of noticed so far. It seems like some of the tackles are – not the tackles. The edges are falling. I don't know if it's because there's just so many why they're falling, but it does seem like they're –
I think there's going to be a run, though, because
– Yeah, they'll probably be a run
towards the back
up.
End. You know what people that are good, the playoff teams that are good want?
Edge
rushers to stop Josh Allen, stop Pat Mahomes, and stop Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Kind of works out perfectly for them. And then they're just going to keep – the running backs are going to keep sliding, I think. Or maybe there's a run on the running backs towards the back half because they want
– I feel like the run on the running backs won't really start till the second
– Could be.
All right, until tomorrow, second round.
Yeah, it could be. But
Amari will definitely get drafted,
I think we're going to see Hampton.
Just see Greg Zabel get drafted. He went to North Dakota State.
We're on pick 11.
I was like, wait, what? I do not recognize any of these football teams, and that was why. I did not know he went to North Dakota State. Shout out that powerhouse. Then Trey Lance also go to North Dakota State?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's all I have to say about that. All right. So where are we at? Pick 11?
Yes.
Yes. Pick 11. I have the worst memory and cannot even remember who was picked at pick 11.
It was Mikal Williams.
Oh, Mikal Williams.
I feel like it's a good pick. I feel like if the Niners pick you on defense, you're going to end up good. They also need all the talent they can have because they're getting old. And
yes, very old.
They just need to inject that defense with talent because, like I said, again, all their players are getting old. So I don't love it. I don't hate it. I don't know if he's better than Jalen Walker. But I feel like Georgia defenders, if you pick a Georgia defender,
you're
usually going to end up pretty good. But the one thing that does kind of concern me is usually if it's a Georgia defender who's good, they have helium and they go more towards the top round. And I know that maybe the teams in the top 10 drafted more towards need, but if you're the Bears and you need an extra pass rush and you don't pick a Georgia, maybe it's just because the Bears are dumb, but
you also have an offensive coach. You're probably focusing more on the offense anyway.
True, but you can, I mean, when Matt Nagy
the defense should be soft. The event should be solid enough next year. Like
really have that great of a pass rush still, even though they beefed up the interior.
But you're going to specialize with what your coach.
But then you have like the Saints who need everything. You have the Panthers who also need a good defense. You have the Jets who can. Well, the Jets. I don't know.
I guess the tackles did go early, just because if you don't get a tackle early, you usually just don't get one.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know who number 12 was. You're going to have to...
Tyler Booker.
Oh, yeah.
Guard. Remember back when I shouted out that he might go earlier than people think? And
do you have sources?
Did?
Are you inside Jerry Jones' office? What crazy shit goes on in there, Nick?
That I cannot disclose.
unspeakable things?
Maybe some chin sharp activities, but we won't go too far down that road.
Yikes. He was way, way, way too excited to be a Cowboy. That's a red flag for me. But they needed a guard. Zach Martin retired. You just replace him with the Alabama guard. Seems smart to me. I don't like when the Cowboys make good picks, so that kind of makes me mad.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like everyone really... I don't know if the best guard in the draft, but people just really liked him. Everyone thought he was like a... Basically like what people were saying about Will Anderson on defense. They were kind of saying the same thing about him on offense. So that's probably why he went a little bit earlier than people probably would have originally thought, but it's offensive guard. I can't tell you if it's going to be a good pick or not.
Probably we'll good, see. But who knows?
Cowboys usually have a pretty good offensive line. They've had a pretty good O-line.
Yes, but like I said, he's a defensive coach, but Matt Eberflus is on the staff now. The Cowboys are going to suck. Okay, number 13. Tell me who it was.
All right, number 13 was... I got to pull that back up. ESPN fucking sucks.
It was Kenneth Grant.
Kenneth Grant, oh yeah.
Kenneth Grant. I don't know. I probably would have taken Walter Nolan. Can't really tell you why.
Got no opinions on either.
But, you better find out an opinion on Walter Nolan, because spoiler alert, he's in the next couple picks here you're going to have to talk about. But Miami, I don't ever know what Miami's thinking. Oh, shit. Dude, what the fuck? Why?
Bucks draft Emeka Ebuka. Nah, that's a solid pick. Solidify their wide receiver core. I guess their wide receiver core is kind of old with Mike Evans and what's his face? Who broke his hand?
Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin.
Don't they have a three, though? Didn't they draft one last year? He replaced Trey Palmer as like the number three or four.
Who the fuck did they draft? I don't know. Well, it wasn't memorable enough. Jalen McMillan?
Yeah, I think that's who it was.
Oh, yeah. He was okay.
I mean, let's just skip because the next couple of picks don't really give a fuck. Okay.
I guess Emeka Ebuka, that's the Bucks. Like, they're good enough to win the division, and if you keep just feeding that offense and have Baker put up numbers, that's good enough to win the AFC South. If you win the AFC South, you're in the playoffs, then you got a shot. That's my take. But, yeah, Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle. Dolphins just kind of need everything when Tyreek's not holding babies outside windows or off ledges.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the Dolphins are. I don't care.
Tua probably won't play every game. No idea who their backup is.
I just feel like they're average.
Yeah, that's the Dolphins, and yeah. I don't really give a fuck, and it probably feels...
I feel like
it kind of feels like Mike McDaniel's probably getting fired after the year, but we'll see.
I feel like they're going to be, like, back in the same spot next year. They're going to be picking number 15 or 16 or 17. Yeah, who cares? Like
the Dolphins?
Yeah.
It feels like they might be drafting higher next year.
They aren't in that good of a division. You have the Bills, but it's not like the Patriots are that good. Not the Jets suck, so...
Yeah, but I guess besides, they got some good talent on offense with Waddle and Hill, but again, I just don't trust Tua to stay healthy. Seems that 1 year that he played 17 games and got the contract, that definitely seems like the aberration, yeah. Not the norm.
Number 14 was Tyler Warren. We already kind of talked about Tyler Warren, but I like the I like the pick for the Colts, especially because he fell to them. They didn't have to trade up for him like there was rumors they wanted to. So more power to him there. I don't know who's going to throw him the ball, but they got to figure that out on their own. And
yeah,
also
Tyler Warren might. Yeah, Tyler Warren will figure it out. As I was saying, also, he did play some snaps at QB, so they might use him all over the field.
I feel like every year everybody nuts all over whoever the Colts draft, and then they just suck. So, I don't like the Colts.
I don't really feel it.
I think I went on a Chris Ballard rant earlier in the year during free agency.
Yeah.
And you know what? I root for his demise. So, I hope Tyler Warren does fine. I hope Colston Loveland's better for obvious reasons, but I like the pick. Who was pick number 15?
That Walter Nolan. It's Jalen Walker. Jalen Walker. Staying in state, as we said, get him a driver.
Get him a driver and get him off the Falcons because obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah,
not even related to driving.
Not that where the Falcons haven't had, or basically since COVID, they haven't had anyone who's gotten more than 7 sacks in a year, which is kind of insane.
Yeah, that makes sense actually.
Oh, yeah. The defense always sucks, but still, 7 sacks? I feel like if you're a decent, like, D-end, you get 8 by accident 1 year.
I guess, but...
But, yeah, it's the Falcons.
I don't have anything on that one. I just don't. Who was 16?
Walter Nolan.
Oh, you already said you don't have anything on this. I think that the Dolphins should have drafted that guy over whoever they drafted, but... Walter Nolan. Also, I feel like the Cardinals are good, but they're also boring. Very, very boring. And I feel like Walter Nolan, just by, like, think of the name itself. Boring. Boring player, big D tackle, but a good draft pick.
Walter Nolan, N-O-L-E-N, not A-N.
Yeah, but he's a Walter, and he's, like, 21. Like,
shout out Walter Clayton Jr.
Yeah, that dude's, like, 40. That makes more sense.
23.
But...
Oh, yeah, shout out my girl Paige.
I like that pick. What the fuck was that? The listeners can't see that, Nick.
I know, but it's
for the listeners, whenever Nick sees a WNBA player that he recognizes, he has to shout them out and say that's his girl. He's one of those guys.
No, I'm not shouting out every WNBA player, but.
But who was pick number 17? It was Shamir Stewart.
We already kind of touched on
18. The Denver Broncos pick is coming in. It is going to be in about 3 minutes. Whenever the fuck ESPN decides to get their ass together.
Real question
and come back
is
a commercial break.
Oh, fuck F1 though. Crypto.com.
Why they show ads for F1 in Miami? I want to give a shout out to The Dan Le Batard Show and Jessica Smetana, who is moving back to New York and only going to be on the Le Batard Show part-time now.
Why the fuck is she moving to New York from Miami?
Because I think her boyfriend
is her boyfriend/husband/whatever.
Yeah, is from New York, and I think that's where she came from to begin with. She's from, like, Chicago and went to Notre Dame, but she lived in New York for Sports Illustrated. She's moving back there for family reasons.
That's fine, whatever. Get out of Miami.
And Miami, she also probably doesn't like Miami because living in Miami seems like it would suck unless... Miami is one of those cities, it's a vacation spot. It's not a livable city.
I feel like it could be a livable city.
Well, apparently from what they talk about down there, the expensiveness is, you can't say that in the Moonton, New York, but...
Yeah, you know. I was going to say, you can't complain about prizes then. You know, moved to New York.
But still, I want to give her a shout out. She was awesome on the show. A lot of undeserved hate just because she's a female. But she really got the show. She took a jump to go to Metal Like when she did because they were gone from ESPN when she jumped. And it's hard to like jump into a set show. Like it's like coming on to it's like coming on to Grey's Anatomy now as a person. When that show's been on like fucking 20 years or whatever, I've never watched a single episode.
Yeah,
but I have to imagine. I have to imagine the cast is pretty set in stone. And if you come in, you got to be careful not to step on anybody's toes, you know? So shout out to her. That's a hard job to pick into. She was good. And she made me laugh along the way. So I hope she does well.
Shout out to you, Jess. Hopefully you...
Now, no free ads for other podcasts. I was vamping. Roger Goodell is out here. Oh, my God. What kind of sob story is going to be on the fucking...
Oh, shout out the Make-A-Wish kid. Who it looks like he's going to announce the pick.
I'm going to see if I can find the pick sooner. And I think...
Here's hoping Shepherd tweeted it out.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Yeah, they're going to go rant. Oh, God. Well, we're watching on me right now while recording. And he's got an American flag pin on there. His name's Samuel. Shout out R. Sam. Kind of our Make-A-Wish kid. Yeah, I knew you'd like that one.
I hope he listens to this and he gets so pissed.
Yeah, we also saw Sam Saturday and I made him, told us not to, I made him step to the pod, so we'll see if he actually listens to this one.
He told us not to say his name. Oh, shit. Okay. I don't know who the hell that
Broncos
is.
Broncos pick Jahdae Barrett. The thing is, I feel like they don't need corner, though.
Yeah, they got their white guy at the corner. Maybe they do need a corner. If you have a white at corner.
He was good, though.
Maybe, okay, but still. Also, the most mocked pick of the mock draft cycle was Omarion Hampton to the Broncos, so I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, here. I was going to say, I wasn't sure if I 100% wanted Omarion Hampton to the Broncos because of Javonte Williams.
I also have a
take. I feel like the Javonte thing, he was more just set back by the ACL injury.
Now, I also have never heard of this guy. Yes, I have. I've watched Texas play, but I don't know how to say his name, so I'm not going to say it.
Jahdae Barron.
Okay.
I'll help Alec with all the black names because reasons.
I've got something to tell you off podcast later, okay. But it's not suitable for podcast. It's not racist either, guys. Calm down. Why the fuck did you draft the corner that's not named Will Johnson in the first round? Who's still on the board? I know Will Johnson is hurt, and I know he's kind of slow for a corner. That guy's a baller. I've seen him lock down Emeka Abuka, who just went ahead of him. I've seen him. Hold.
Well, seeing their record with, I guess, corners right now, I'll take the word for it. Or, I don't know. Take the word for it is probably not the right phrasing, but you know what I mean. I'll trust them on this one.
I guess, but I would have drafted Will Johnson if they were going to go to corner. But what I can say is I think Samuel is going to be very happy because in pick 23, the Green Bay Packers will draft a corner, and I think it's going to be Will Johnson, which is going to piss me off because he's actually good. Also, pick number 21 is up right now, and that has been the spot where people think Shedeur Sanders is going to go. Interesting thing that we have not heard any peep out of Aaron Rodgers today.
Yeah, I was actually just about to bring that up.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength there. But... I feel like if they don't draft him, he's not going in the first round unless someone trades up.
What do you think's up with Aaron Rodgers? Do you think he's
I think he's in a cabin somewhere. Yeah, I think he's in a cabin somewhere smoking crack, watching Fox News. Like, I don't know.
To be fair, I don't see Aaron Rodgers as a crack guy. He's more of a... I don't know what to say, but he's drugs from the earth, is what I'll say.
The Steelers pick is in. They did not trade out. Now we can wait to see if they drafted a cornerback or...
Who? Was that Jackson Dart?
Oh, yeah. Jackson Dart looks like he's 7 years old. What the fuck?
I was gonna be honest, I did not know what he looked like. But...
He definitely looks like he's a terrible person.
God, I don't know who the fuck is... I don't know if that's his brother or whatever, but that dude was knocked.
I want to pour a drink out for Russell Wilson's ex-girlfriend who thought she won the day on draft day all those years ago. You know, she always pops up every year as a meme. Not Sierra, but the ex one.
No, everyone keeps. I don't know who the ex one was, but everyone.
It's the meme of the white girl that got. She's like, she's not gonna listen to this. She's got the boomer voice face.
Everyone just brings up CeeDee Lamb just taking the phone every year now. I feel like that's replaced it. Shout out my boy CeeDee. Absolute dog. But, yeah, the Steelers pick is in. All right, Raj, hurried up. Who did they pick?
I feel like it's the moment of truth. If it's not who we think it is, if it's not one of the quarterbacks, none of these quarterbacks are going in the first round.
Someone might trade back in, though. All right. The selection's in. It is Derek Harmon. So a quarterback did not get selected.
Those draft interviews must have been bad. And Aaron Rodgers must be breathing a sigh of relief right now.
Yeah, I feel like he's not paying attention, but I guess they're probably confident in Aaron Rodgers actually signing with them.
Okay, I have a take.
Because right now they actually don't technically have a quarterback on the roster. Well, Mason Rudolph, but...
I have a take.
They don't have a real quarterback on the roster.
Take.
All right, fine. Give us your take.
You see who's number 24?
Number 24, Minnesota.
What if they don't like J.J. McCarthy? What if they like Shedeur Sanders more?
Yeah, but they only have like 4 picks this draft. Well, actually, that would be a trade. Well, if someone trades in, that would be a trade-in spot. Would be to Minnesota since they don't really have that many picks this draft.
Yeah, true. Interesting. I'm sorry, guys. I feel like we're not being as entertaining as we wait for the clock to dive down on this. We're kind of new to this live podcasting thing.
Yeah,
but
I suppose we could go to like.
No,
I don't know.
I know what we're gonna say.
Say what?
I suppose we could go to some NBA. No. This is the draft podcast.
I was not going to say we can go to some NBA, although the Pistons did lose, and that kind of made me a little sad.
Didn't even realize they were playing. I'm not going to go off on that. I got some takes on Sunday, guys. You better tune in to see, because I'm going to piss this guy off. And I'm sure he's going to start talking about LeBron and piss me off, but you know what? Remember that one a couple episodes ago when we got heated towards each other? Over fucking Joel Embiid of all things? It's going to be like that.
That's fine. Joel Embiid's a fraud.
We don't have to talk about that. You know who is a fraud?
All right, I'll say Joel Embiid, his career was a success. It was a fucking miracle he even played and had a career.
That is a fair point. Also, I don't want to sound like a big Republican white guy because I am a person who supports mental health and emotions and being an emotional man and being vulnerable, even though I am not in any way vulnerable with my emotions. But way too many guys in the trenches crying tonight, man. I want my guys in the trenches not crying. I want them tough. I want them hard. I want them grizzled.
Abdul Carter.
He didn't cry.
Yeah. People say he's a little bit of an asshole, but...
Will Campbell?
That's kind of probably what you want in your defensive end.
Will Campbell? Crier. He also sounds like a 60-year-old Republican, so he's going to be a good lineman, but he cried a lot. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Need some dogs. Georgia Bulldog? Well, nah.
I'm sure there's going to be more drafted.
Yeah, there will be.
But as we wait for the Chargers pick to come in, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
Justin Herbert, top 5 quarterback?
Nah.
Justin Herbert, like top 10?
Top 8.
Interesting. Well, when we make our quarterback tiers next year, or this coming year before the season, I think he's going to fall outside the top 8 for me.
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of over Justin Herbert's bullshit, guys.
Once you start getting past the top 5, it gets a little rough.
Yeah.
Well, I guess not. I won't say rough, but you start falling off quickly. Quicker than you realize.
You know who they should take right now? Matthew Golden, receiver. They need receivers. Quentin Johnson sucks. Can't even name anybody else they have.
Ooh, Omarion. I could see this being an Omarion Hansen spot.
Who's their running back?
Big
Jim doesn't really like running backs, drafting running backs, though. He kind of just gives Gus Edwards jobs.
But he loves. Yeah.
Literally the Ravens and Jim Harbaugh are going to trade running backs back and forth.
No, but they got the running back from Pittsburgh.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Najee Harris,
yeah. Which is why I feel like they could draft Hampton, but I guess ESPN saying Will Johnson best available, Omarion Hampton best fit.
For the Chargers?
Yeah. I guess best available, Will Johnson, James Pierce Jr., Maxwell Hairston, Jihad Campbell, Omarion Hampton.
I have literally never heard of the Maxwell guy.
He went to Kentucky, so that's probably why.
That makes sense.
But Chargers really taking their time with this pick.
So is the NFL. All these commercials, we got to speed it up. But it's only 9:30, so I guess we're on better pace than last year when this shit ended at 11:30.
Oh, this shit's like... Eh, I guess we're pacing for like 11.
True. Especially if someone trades up and they have to interview Shadur or Jaxson Dart or Jalen Milroe. Jalen Milroe's in the green room.
Yeah.
Again, why?
Yeah. Are we going to get another what's-his-face?
Is Sean McVay going to draft
Jalen Milroe? What's his face? Will something?
Will Levis.
Will Levis, yeah. That guy. Can we talk about how hilarious those 10 losses were last year? Because
were so bad. Just the first one versus the Bears when I was losing my fucking mind. Yeah, he
literally gave the Bears that game. The Bears should have won that game.
Tyreek Stevenson's only play that was not a fucking miserable play was that interception win.
Shout out that man. 96% chance he'd be drafted at the 21st pick. Wow. ESPN's even given us draft analytics or draft statistics or percent, whatever.
I don't understand what data that is backed by.
I don't. Nor do I care. I hate it.
I don't.
We
are going. It's like my AI take the other day.
They lost the plot.
We've gone too far, guys. Data is good. Data is a lot of time good. We've taken it too far. We don't need draft analytics to tell you where Shadur Sanders is going to get drafted. Just wait and see. You can bet on it. By the way, let's check in with I wish Alec was here. We gotta get him to zoom his ass in so we can just check in on his bets halfway through when he's like,
I'll text him.
He can be our bet correspondent when he's fucking hammered and down bad because he put $200 on Shadur Sanders going before pick 14.
Oh yeah, he bet. He's laying by a bench Shadur.
Before 14.
Yeah.
Before 15. Under
14 and a half.
But you can't bet the draft in Iowa, so he didn't.
So he's like, you can bet the draft in Iowa.
Oh, I thought he said he didn't.
You used to not be able to bet the draft in Iowa, but that changed. Because I remember betting the draft last year. I didn't do it this year.
Once this pick is over, I've got a take that I'm going to expand on a little bit. Well, I'm not really going to expand it on.
They're really dragging out this pick. God damn. Shut up, Booger. Oh, slightly wish we could hear his generic ass takes.
He already said he drafts Shadur over Cam Ward, so.
Nah.
Nice. He was the one person on the set who was like, Shadur.
Shout out, Booger, and shout out my boy BK. Oh, I couldn't bet the. Oh. Wait, I thought you could bet the draft. Maybe I'm high.
What the fuck are the Chargers doing? Why are they taking so long with their pick? Is Jim Harbaugh doing a bit? Their pick is skip the pick. It said zero.
Oh, the pick is in. The pick is in. All right, let's see who they draft.
I feel like you know when you scroll Twitter and it's like they're 7 picks ahead. I feel like they're just literally dragging this shit out just for the ad money, which of course they always do. But I know for a fact that the Minnesota Vikings are actually on the clock right now. Unless someone traded up, it's, you know, shit. But, like, they're already on pick 24. And it makes me mad that we can't just go.
Yeah. They also take forever. Like, whatever the pick is in. They always take forever to actually, like, announce the pick.
Not on my watch. I'm going to get on Twitter.
All right. Get on Twitter. All right. They're still yapping. Who am I looking at? Lou Riddick. Lou Riddick's yapping about something. Booger looks very like he's about to say something very obvious.
I'm trying to figure it out. Intently. I have conflicting reports on who the Chargers have drafted.
Oh, what are the conflicting reports?
Well, one is a running back and one is a lineman. So one's a Marion Hampton? So I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
If it's a running back, if it's a Marion Hampton, I think it's Hampton.
The Los Angeles Chargers have selected O'Marion Hampton.
All right. I'm saying that's... Okay, but who was the lineman? Josh Simmons?
No, I don't. I think they just saw something else.
Oh. All right, is the pick officially in?
I'm 95% all right. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, did it freeze? YouTube TV, don't fuck us now. Oh, no. Never mind. They just froze the screen. All right. All right, it's about goddamn time, Raj.
Yep, O'Marion Hampton.
All right, my boy, O'Marion Hampton. Let's go. He's going to be an absolute dog. Oh, shit, my boy, my dog. Looking good on draft day.
What great commentary that is.
His dad's. I'm assuming that's his dad rocking a Marion Hampton jersey.
Maybe.
My boy's looking swole.
Maybe. But here's my take that I was going to get into. I guess I'll let you go on to Marion Hampton in a second here.
Yeah, you go first.
Would you ever attend a draft in person?
Not an NFL draft, but I'd do an NBA draft.
Again, why?
Well, because NBA draft it's usually not that many people.
It looks like that. But also, at least with the NFL draft, the atmosphere is crazy because there's so many fucking people there. NBA draft is just like,
I care more about the NBA draft. That's.
I know, but like also, why would you go in the first place? I don't even know why I'm watching this shit right now. The Bears are done picking unless they trade back into the first round.
Yeah, all right, what was I looking up?
But I'll let you. That was my take. It was a lukewarm take. You can go off about O'Marion Hampton.
No, you keep going. Keep ranting. All right. Well, actually, I'm looking at Najee Harris's contract. Oh, Najee Harris, 27. He's your age.
No, I'm not 27 yet. Don't age me, motherfucker.
Were you born in 98?
A week and a day. Yes.
Yeah. No, he's your age. But yeah.
A week and a day.
But he was born in 98. That was my point. Basically your age.
You know what? I think I'm pretty sure me and Najee Harris have the same amount of Pro Bowls in our lifetimes, but I'm not very positive.
Not positive about that, so I will not comment on that. All right, Najee Harris. Oh, he only signed a 1-year deal. Okay, so yeah, I'll see it.
I was almost gonna say.
So Marion Hampton, they'll split carries the first year. Then basically after this year, the Chargers will have their running back of the future, O'Marion Hampton. I'll say it. Could be a LT type running back. I know that's a lot to live up to. I'm not saying he'll be as good as LT, but I think he
could question.
Has some potential.
I have a question. Have you ever seen LaDainian Tomlinson play football?
Yes.
Are you lying to me?
No. No. I know why you're... Yes.
You kind of came late to football, okay?
I'm overhyping. I'm overhyping.
No. I'm asking you that because you kind of came late to football, and he was a little bit maybe before your time of football.
Late, what? It was still like around like 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you were in football that early, so because you kind of came.
Saw a little bit.
Okay. Okay, because you kind of came later to football than you did basketball. Well,
my parents didn't watch.
Yeah, I know.
Football.
I'm not saying it's bad, but yeah. I'm just saying.
I know.
I just wondered if you're just pulling LT because of the name. It's like me. I was just
pulling LT because of the Chargers.
It was like, well, that would be like me saying, oh, the Bears drafted the next Walter Payton. I've never seen Walter Payton play in my life, man.
Well, yeah. But, I've seen a little LT. I haven't. Okay. Yeah, Walter Payton, what was he, like 80s? Shout out his best friend that died, I guess.
Yeah, they're both together somewhere in the spirit.
Didn't know Walter Payton died.
Oh, yeah, he's been dead for a long time.
Yeah.
He had, like, kidney disease or something like that.
Alzheimer's.
But I'm not going to make that take. But I'm looking at my screen right now, and I see a Seahawks fan in a jersey saying, go Pack, go, because all these Green Bay fucks are happy, waiting for their team to pick. And the funniest thing would be if the Bears traded up right now with the Packers. It would piss those fans off so much. I would love it. But I know that Packers GM is too much of a pussy to trade out right now.
Well, I guess everyone was kind of projecting. I guess this was like a Emeka Ibuka spot, but I guess he's already off the board. So.
They wouldn't draft a receiver. They never draft receivers.
I saw some projections there. I guess they could draft what they need tackle to. They could draft Simmons.
Simmons... No. Look how many people are at the fucking draft, though. That's insane. Yeah. That goes with my take of why would you even... I know it's Green Bay. There's nothing to do, and y'all love football in Green Bay, but...
Nah, the hilarious thing was, like, the Nashville draft night where, like, the bitches were, like, on their...
all the bridesmaids.
Bachelorette party.
What the fuck's
They're like, what the fuck's happening? Bitch, it's the draft.
But I feel like...
Have you heard of the NFL?
I feel like you can go, like, anywhere in Nashville, and there's some big, like... business conference happening, you're like, why are all these weirdos here talking about
Nashville really had a come up.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe in the summer we can talk about cities that have had a come up. Nashville, Austin.
Yeah, Austin. I've heard Austin's dying, but
well, it had a come up, now it's dying, but
they reached their peak already.
Yeah,
I get on the phone in my real job, and I'm like, Austin's available. They're like, Austin's fucking dying. I'm like, all right, just
look. Lucky, a bunch of streamers live in Austin. Not that really matters, but... I suppose... So, in order to prevent this from being a 3-hour-long podcast, do we just want to call it after this pick?
After the... how about at 25?
25.
Unless you need to go. Are you going to hoop?
Yeah, I'm probably going to. Bounce.
All right, let's end it before the Green Bay pick, because I don't want to talk about Green Bay. Fuck Green Bay.
All right,
we'll see you on Sunday.
Do we want to take our shots?
Here's my shot. What the fuck was the shot I texted you about this week that I was gonna do?
Did you tell me?
You take your shot first. Okay. I'm gonna go research. All right,
my shot. Since we just take reckless shots. Again, I will say my shot is Amari Hampton will be the next LT. I'm saying that because he is drafted by the Chargers, and he is a beast. Is that overhyping him? Probably, but he will do it. Also, while he is thinking of his shot, the Green Bay Packers pick is in. I guess I'll just talk about it since he doesn't want to. I don't think you told me. I think you said that you were going to tell me what it was on the pod, but I don't think you actually told me what it was. All right. Pick is in. Again, they take fucking forever to tell us what the pick is after the pick is in, because they really got to drag all this shit out. That is honestly a fuck ton of people. Also... Do you see how Cam Waters, what he said about Green Bay?
No, what did he say?
He's like, yeah, it's cold as shit. Nothing to do here. This kind of sucks. I'm ready to bounce after I get drafted. I'm pretty sure after he did his draft interview, they probably immediately got him on a plane to fucking Tennessee. I guess, where are the Titans? Are the Titans in Nashville?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably got him on a plane immediately to Nashville.
Guys, I'm going to cut you off before this stupid pick. My shot is, if you have Google AI assistant on your phone, you're a fucking loser.
Oh, yeah.
That's my shot. That's my take. Get that shit off your phone. All right, goodbye.
All right. See you. Have a good one.